Shalom, shalom to one and all. This is Yoshua, and it is time for Take 10 for Torah, Parshas Bamidbar edition. Yom Yerushalayim Sameach. I'm so happy to be able to give this shiur again today. And I would like to speak for a couple of moments about the concept of flags. What do flags have to do with this week's Parsha? Well, it says explicitly in Parshas Bamidbar that there were flags assigned to the Jewish people, that when we were camped, specific parts of the camp had specific flags. As Rashi brings down in Parak Aleph, Pasuk Nun Beis, he says that it was one flag for every three tribes. And they had flags. But why are we assigned flags now? And what is the concept of a flag? Why were we given flags? The Medrash Rabbah in Parak Beis, Medrash Gimel, records an interesting scenario, an episode that occurred. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Har Sinai, as it were, it says that there were 22 rivos, there were 22 myriads of angels that came down with Hashem to Har Sinai, and each cohort, each tribe, troop of angels had its own flag. When Bnei Yisrael saw this, Hischilu misavim ludgalim. They immediately began to desire to have flags. And then afterwards they said, Halavai kachanu nasim dgalim kamosan. We want to have flags too. If only we were able to have flags like these angels are able to have flags. And then immediately Hashem commanded Moshe to make flags for these tribes. What is pshat in this medrash? What is going on? Why did we desire to have flags? So I would like to present two approaches within the commentators. One is an idea from Rav Kook that he writes in his Sefer Midbar Shor. The other one is found in the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Bamidbar. Rav Kook says that there's a very pragmatic and a very important takeaway lesson that we learn from this midrash. We desired to be like the angels when we saw the angels. What does a flag represent? A flag represents an idea. It represents clarity of purpose. We all rally behind a flag. The difference between angels and man is that an angel has clarity of purpose. As Chazal teach us, an angel can only do one task. An angel doesn't have free choice. An angel knows exactly what it has to do, and it executes its mission. That is it. Man, on the other hand, we have all these different ideas, notions, stipulations that go through our minds. We often forget who we are. We often forget why we're here, what our purpose is. We saw the angels marching behind these flags, says Rav Kook, and we became jealous. We want that same clarity. We want that same sense of direction, that same sense of purpose that these angels portray. That is what we desired. We desire to have flags. And Rav Kook says that this is also pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos on Peichas Amud Aleph, which says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'shashe dimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma. Rabbi Elazar said that at the moment that Bnei Yisrael said Naase before Nishma, when we said we will do before we will listen, Yatsa Baskol, a divine voice came out from heaven, Va'amra Lahen, and said to the Jewish people, Mi Gala Livonai Razesh Shemalachei Asharis Mishdamshin Bo, who revealed to my children this secret that the angels use? What is this secret, says Rav Kook? It's the secret of doing before listening. Nase before Nishma implies that we had this beautiful sense of understanding, of direction, of purpose. We didn't ask any questions. We knew why we were here. And we accepted the Torah. That is our purpose. And that was us using the secret of the Malachi Asharis, of the angels. The secret of the flag, the secret of understanding who we are, why we are here. What is our rallying call? That is what we desired, and that is what we accentuated at that moment. That is why Hashem said, who revealed the secret to them? The secret of doing, of being, of living a life of purpose, of rallying behind our own flag. And it's our job in life to understand why we are here. As the Mesilas Yesharim begins, when he says that in his the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, begins his sefer saying that we have to understand why we are here. We have to first discover what our purpose is in this world. And then we have to figure out how to accomplish and how to fulfill that purpose. We need to find our flag and we need to get behind it. We need to raise it up. That is the idea from Rav Kook. Now, another idea, which is, I think, parallel to this idea, is an idea found in the Noam Elimelech. As we have been speaking about for the past couple of weeks, Rav Elimelech of Lizhansk, one of my all-time favorites. He says, he asks a very basic question. Why did we desire to be like the Malachim? Why did we desire to be like the angels in this Medrash? After all, doesn't the Gemara in Ksubis and the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph say Gedolim Tzadikim Yoser Mimalachay Asharis, that the Tzadikim are greater than the angels, that the righteous are on a higher spiritual plane and a higher level than angels? Why did we desire to be like people who are lower than us, entities, beings that are lower than us? No, it's a stark question. It's a good question. So the Noam Elimelech teaches, based off of the Zohar and Shemos on Nun Vav Amud Aleph, he says that the Merkava of the upper worlds, that the chariot of the upper worlds is the soul of man. That our neshamos, our souls, house within them, contain within them, and are manifestations of the upper, the supernal worlds of tremendous spirituality. The Jewish people knew very, very clearly and very, very well that our neshamot, that our souls are on tremendously high levels of existence of spirituality. After all, the Noam Elimelech says in many places based off of the Zohar that our neshamos are literally etched out from under Hashem's Kisei HaKavod, from under Hashem's throne of glory. So, we knew that our neshamos were holy, but what we didn't know, what we didn't understand, was that our bodies, our physical bodies, our physical existence, our physical temptations can also be a merkava, can also be a chariot for the divine worlds. And that's what the flag showed us. That's what we desired. We saw these malachim that, you're right, weren't higher than us. But we saw these angels that had these flags which go all the way down to the ground and reach all the way up to the sky, that connect an idea, that connect a vision from all the way above and bring it down to the world of physicality. Like a ladder that we learn from Yaakov's ladder, as the Sfarim explain. And we saw these angels connecting the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And we said, you know what? We can do that too. And we want that too. We want that as well. We knew that our souls were holy. But what we learned at that moment was that our bodies can be holy as well. And I think that this is a similar idea found within the Yismach Moshe, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. He writes in Parshas Kedoshim. We actually spoke about this earlier this year, that when Hashem commands us, Kedoshim tiyu, ki kedosh ani Hashem, and he commands us, he gives us the imperative to be holy, that's not directed at our souls. Our souls descend to this world in a state of tremendous, of sublime holiness. Hashem doesn't want us to perfect our souls. He wants us to perfect our bodies. He wants us to bring our bodies and to make our bodies spiritual, holy, to do good things with them, to learn Torah, to perform mitzvos with them. That is why we are here, because our physical bodies can also connect like a flag all the way up to the highest of highs. And I think that it's very apropos to learn about these ideas, specifically on Yom Yerushalayim today, when we commemorate the reunification of Yerushalayim, and we aspire and we hope that it will be a harbinger, but also that it will help bring us to the ultimate place of Mashiach with peace and complete unity. But on Yom Yerushalayim, we think about Yerushalayim and what it means to us. And within the Svarim HaKadoshim, they teach that Yerushalayim is really contained of two words, Yir'eh or Yir'ah, And Shalim, Yerushalayim means to see, or it means to have awe, Yir'eh or Yir'ah, Shalim, complete, as the Sfas Emes writes in Sukkos, and the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch writes in Likutei Torah and Parshas Pekudei, that Yerushalayim allows us to attain complete vision, a holistic understanding of purpose. Yerushalayim is our flag. It's what connects the upper worlds and the lower worlds, like Rav Kook, as also like the Noam Elimelech. May we be zocha to live in Yerushalayim no matter where we are, and may we be zocha to come back to Yerushalayim with the coming of the Mashiach speedily in our days. Have a good Shabbos.